Today we celebrate the feast day of Christ the King. But when we think of kings in our world today, or in society in general, very often we think about people who have power and authority and who are ostentatious and want to make everyone see them. Not so with Jesus. Christ our King, when he first came, as we will celebrate in about a month's time, came first of all small, as a baby, unknown, unseen, to a backwards village, born in a cave, not known by anyone. Okay, they let the shepherds know, but still, he was not known. And as he lived most of his life on this earth, he was not looking for grandeur or authority or power. And at the culmination of his 3 years of ministry, where he showed the fullness of his kingship, it is a point where he had no power, as he couldn't even move his hands and feet. Here is his throne. Here is his crown. Our God comes to us hidden so often. He comes to us at the Eucharist, where he's hidden under the form of bread. It is only with eyes of faith that we can see his true presence here. Yes, at the end of time, he will come in glory and majesty with all the angels and saints. But now, he comes hidden, that we can't see him. And in the gospel today, we hear a little bit about that. As he calls people to judgment, he says, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Or I was hungry and you did not feed me. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. That he comes even today, hidden in the suffering, in the poor, in the lowly. When we care for the poor, when we reach out to those who are suffering, when we go out to those who have no hope, we do this not just because we're okay, we're all humanity, and well, it makes us feel good to do that. We do this because Christ is present in each person. God made every human being in his image and likeness. And every human being is deserving of dignity, deserving of respect. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta put it this way: can you hear Jesus saying, I thirst in the poor and the suffering? Do we recognize the presence of Christ in those who are suffering, those who are weak? They don't even just have to be the financially poor in our society. Even people with lots of money end up being lonely, empty. They grasp at things of this world, but they also need someone. For in their grasping at the world, they end up with emptiness and suffering. Do we recognize Christ's presence? How he came? How he comes even today? And if we want to get to heaven, Jesus tells us, he shows us today, it's not simply about avoiding evil. Too often we say, well, we compare ourselves to others. Very often we compare ourselves to Hitler. Well, you know, I'm not as bad as Hitler. Well, let's be honest. If the only requirement were to get to heaven that we didn't kill 13 million people, we're doing pretty good. Well, I only killed 10 million people. God will let me into heaven then, right? No. We don't compare ourselves to Hitler. We compare ourselves to Christ, and we find ourselves coming up short even then. Rather, it is not avoiding of the big sins that gets us to heaven. Because you see, it's not a negative. It has to be a positive. It's the love. Those who were on his left, those who were the goats, as it were, weren't condemned because they had killed anyone, or because they had stolen, or because they had raped. No, they were condemned because they didn't reach out in love to the needy around them. And those who were accepted into the eternal inheritance because they did reach out in love. Now, not all of us can go and help at our food pantry that we have, though thank you all of you who do help out at the food pantry or who support it in any way. But not all of us can help out at the food pantry. Quite frankly, if we were all to try to fit into the food pantry, we couldn't. It's a small building. But there are plenty of people who are in need around us, maybe even in our own family. People whose hearts are broken. People who are lonely and are in need of a kind word, a loving touch. There are people who are in need of comfort, even amidst our family and friends. Maybe even in our own home. Jesus says, when you reach out to one of these people, you are touching me. You are loving me. This day, may we truly come to recognize the presence of Christ our King in our midst, around us, in the people who are suffering, and even amidst our own suffering.